It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? And so we are neighbors. Thought about you this weekend. I wondered what you might be doing. Sure, you know how I say, I'll be back when the week is new. Well, I came back, and the week is new, and I'm glad to see you. Would you have any idea what this might be? Well, these are all holders for light bulbs. There are four of them. This one's the biggest, and this one's the littlest. And I have light bulbs in these bags. Let's take all this to the kitchen. I think it'll be easier to work. To work on the bulbs in the kitchen. Okay? Hello, picture, picture. Fish, did you have a good weekend? I'll give you some food in a minute. Each one of these light bulbs fits into one of these bases here. There's no electricity with this, so these bulbs won't turn on. But I want you to help me decide which bulb goes in which one. Okay? Let's try this one. Think it might fit in here? Nope. What about in here? No. How about here? That does fit. That's the right one for there. How about this one? I don't think it would fit in there. Nope. It's too big. How about here? Here. Oops, light bulbs can break easily. That's one reason grown-ups should handle them. There. All right, what about this tiny one? Where would you think it might fit? In there? That's much too big, isn't it? About over here. There? Okay, there's one left, and one light bulb left. See, that has a very big base, and so it has to fit in this very big base here. So, those are all light bulbs, but they're all different. Did you ever wonder how light bulbs were made? Did you wonder how people made light bulbs? Sometimes I look at them and wonder, how could that thing light up? What's inside of it? You know, you and I are interested about the insides of things. Yeah. And we could never see the inside of one unless we could ask Picture Picture to show us how people make light bulbs. Why don't we do that? Because Picture Picture has a film about it. Let's ask it. Hello again, Picture Picture. Picture Picture, we'd like to see how people make light bulbs. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. You're welcome, says Picture Picture. You know, this is my control for Picture Picture back here. There. And I have control for this traffic light, too. There are light bulbs in traffic lights. Isn't that interesting to see people making light bulbs? I didn't understand all of the things that they did, but they sure knew a lot to do it. Now, this is my control for the traffic light bulbs. One of the bulbs in here is burned out, and I'd like you to help me find out which one it is. Okay? Now, let's try the green one. Is it working? So the green one's working. Let's try the yellow one. Is it working? Okay. Now let's try the red one, the one on the top. I'm turning the light switch on, but it's not working, is it? Okay. Let's look inside and see what size bulb it uses. I think one of the ones we had before can fit in there. Let's look in the kitchen. Wouldn't be this one, would it? But I do think it might have the same base as this one. Do they look the same? Yeah. So this one, let's try this one. Let's see if it'll work. Yep, that fits. And you tell me if the red one works, okay? Does it? Good. Okay, now let's play a game. I'll put on different ones, and you tell me whether it's the top, the middle, or the bottom that's turning on, all right? You know, a traffic light is to help people to know when they can go and when to stop so that they don't get hurt in the streets. In the same way with stop and go signs. I'll just write go on here. Oh, there. That's go. And I'll write stop on this red one. S T O P. There. Why don't we think about some boys and girls playing stop and go? Just show these to the trolley. Okay. This is my control panel for trolley. Come on, trolley. Stop. Good, trolley. Now, go. And come back. Stop. All right. Trolley, we're all set for our make-believe for today. Will you make-believe with me? All right. Trolley to the neighborhood of make-believe with stop and go.
follow directions very well, Trolley. Shh.
Why are you shushing the trolley and why are you shushing me?
Because the sign says, quiet, please, Lady Elaine. And I'm here to guard the castle for quiet.
Why does it have to be so quiet?
Because everyone's napping.
I don't feel like being quiet.
Lady Elaine, please. Lady Elaine.
I can't hear you.
Lady Fairchild and Officer Clemens, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Sure.
I hear noise.
I'm sorry, sire.
I'm sorry, too, and it sounds like lady noise.
Well, it's not trolley noise, and it's not officer noise, either.
So what if it is lady noise?
I don't want any noise while I'm taking a nap. And I have asked this officer to keep things quiet. Things and people.
Well, he's supposed to be an opera singer now.
He can pretend whatever he wants to be.
I'd rather hear him sing.
But singing also makes noise, Lady Elaine, and I have a job to do here.
Consider your job accomplished, officer. We're just about to get up from our nap anyway.
Oh, well, then you can come and sing over at the museum.
Fine, but I'd like to see Prince Tuesday first, if I may.
Come right inside, officer. I'm pleased that you would want to see the baby.
I'll go to my place and get ready for you, Clemens. I've seen that baby before. Toot toot, toot toot.
Oh, that Lady Elaine.
I do believe that she likes noise better than quiet.
I believe that you believe correctly.
Come in and see the baby now, officer. Come
along. Yes, King Friday.
Noise, please. Do-do-do-do-do. Make some noise. Make some noise with me. That's it. Play loud and fast, record. Play, play, play.
Hi, Lady Elaine. I never heard birds talking so loud and fast.
Makes me feel all jittery.
Oh, it's just a record. Come along and dance and sing and whistle with me.
Dance and sing and whistle with her.
Dance and sing and whistle with me.
Da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Oh, boy, that really tires you out, going so loud and fast.
Lady Elaine, look who's here.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Officer Clemens.
I see you have a sign of your own.
Yes, it says, noise, please. So won't you help us make some noise, please?
I'd like to hear that bird call record at its correct speed.
Oh, all right. You're a square, you know that?
I just like for people to be themselves, and records to be themselves, and birds to be themselves.
Okay, you've made your point. Change the record.
Okay.
People to be themselves, records to be themselves, birds to be themselves. Now you listen to these birdies.
Oh, that's a whippoorwill.
Yeah, whippoorwill. That's a canary, isn't it?
It. Oh, that one's a nightingale.
Oh, Etch, you know all the birds.
Of course, I am one.
Say, Officer Clemens, I thought you were going to sing for us.
Sure, I will. Here.
Do you have a bird-like song?
Well, I tell you what, why don't I make up a bird-watching song right now?
Bird-watching song written in your head there, you mean?
Yeah, with my own words and everything.
Oh, great.
I am the merry bird watcher. I watch them through my telescope. I watch them as they build their nests and gather food and sing and rest.
Gather food and sing and rest.
I raise my telescope to my eyes and watch the birds as they fly by. And from this angle I can see the birds as they fly merrily.
Oh, Oh, that's nice. You're good. Thank you. Why don't we all bird watch now?
Oh, well, you won't need that sign then, Lady Elaine.
Noise, please. No, I guess I'm finished with that for today. I'll go get the telescopes and the binoculars and all the bird watching things. Quiet, everybody. Quiet.
Now she wants quiet.
Trolley, quiet, Trolley. We're bird watching.
The very same people who are noisy sometimes are the very same people who are quiet sometimes. It's funny, but it's tricky. Hear somebody at the door? It is. Oh, it's some of my young friends I'd like you to meet. Come in, Walter.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hi. Hi, Josh.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Come in. I'd like you to know my friends Josh Van Buskirk and yep. Walter Schrading.
Hello.
Say hello to our television
show. Hello.
Friends. Good.
Hello.
Come on in. These boys are bird watchers. I'm glad you brought your books with you. Would you sit down with me here?
Yep.
Good. Walter, thank you. I've wanted to show these birds that these are bird books that my friends are working on. You've drawn these yourself,
yeah.
Haven't you? Look at all those birds. You've seen every one of these.
Mm-hmm.
You've spotted it one place or another,
yeah.
Huh?
I wrote on the bottom what bird it is and where I saw it.
Hey, that's just fine. Look at all those birds. It's full of them, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'm proud of you for that. Let me show Josh's book.
I've seen all these, too.
Please.
I didn't put down where I saw them. I just put the name.
But you know that you've seen them.
Yeah, I've seen them all.
And if you would see them again, you'd probably know them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because, well, I do see them a lot of times, most of them.
I have some slides of birds. Would you help me identify them?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
We can show them on picture. I'm not sure about some of them. You know, this is my control in here for picture. There, now picture. We'd like to see the slides of those birds that I just gave you. Now, which one is that?
That's a screech owl.
Screech owl.
And there's his call. They come out at night.
At night?
Yeah.
Listen to it.
Huh? I like that.
Yeah, I do.
That's a catbird.
Catbird.
Yeah, he has a black cap and red under his tail.
He's beautiful, isn't he?
The rest is gray. They make a lot of noise. You usually see them in bushes.
That's a brown thrasher.
Brown thrasher.
Yeah.
Sounds something like a catbird, doesn't it?
Yeah, sort of.
Imitates.
A bird does imitate a lot, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It imitates other birds. Now, that's a Parula warbler. Parula warbler. And you usually see them in pine trees or something. And their nests are really clear.
That's a bobolink.
He has a little kind of a white spot behind
him. Yeah, you see them in the fields mostly.
Yeah, and they have a long, long song. They sing it while they're flying most of the time.
Which bird is that?
That's a scarlet tanager. And they're really bright, aren't they?
Yes. Mm-hmm. A scarlet red color. Oh, there.
It's a cardinal. And they're pretty common. You see them around town most of the times.
In some parts of the country,
yeah.
I'm sure you do.
Almost every part of the country, really.
Just all over the place. Boy, that's a lovely cardinal. Thank you very much, Picture. Picture says, you're welcome. And thank you, boys.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
You have your binoculars. Are you off to see more birds today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're fine neighbors, and I'm proud of you.
Okay.
See what these boys do with their hobby?
Bye.
Goodbye, Walter. Goodbye, Josh. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Some of my neighbors. They fine?
Oh, I have to go to the kitchen and get those bulbs. Yep, it's about time for me to go, too. This is the one that was burned out, so I'll just throw it away. I'm proud of those boys. I'm proud of you, too. And I'll be back to see you again tomorrow. You and I will visit together then. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Each one of these bulbs has a job to do. Mm-hmm. Each one fits in its own place. The big one has its job to do, and the smallest one has its job to do. Just like you and I. Mm-hmm. Each one of us is special, just because we are who we are. And I like you just the way you are. And I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.